Columnist who accused Trump of rape is pro-abortion. Tale sounds like episode of Law & Order SVU. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Thursday, June 27, 2019. The woman who says President Trump attacked her at a department store in New York hates Trump, loves abortion, and appears to be a lonely old lady with nothing to do but bellyache about men on Twitter, at least when she's not retweeting cute animal videos. E. Jean Carroll, an advice columnist for Elle, says Trump raped her in a dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman. The evidence-free claim is in her new book, What Do We Need Men For? A Modest Proposal, a lengthy rant about her failed, unhappy relationships with men. And the story sounds suspiciously similar to a plotline in a popular television program. Her story. Carroll also wrote up the encounter for New York Magazine, Donald Trump assaulted me in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room 23 years ago, her story begins. But he's not alone on the list of awful men in my life, apparently, the unhappy Carroll has assembled a list of the 21 most hideous men of my life, and avers that her long career writing an advice column makes her an expert on the subject. I just know a hideous man when I see one, she wrote. And I have seen plenty. For 26 years, I have been writing the Ask E. Jean column in Elle, and for 26 years, no matter what problems are driving women crazy, there comes a line in almost every letter when the cause of the correspondence quagmire is revealed. And that cause is men. As it turns out, a hideous man marks practically every stage of my life. And so, reader, from this cavalcade of 21 holes, I am selecting a few choice specimens. One, of course, is Trump. Carol ran into Trump, she wrote, as she was leaving the store in the early evening. He asked her to help him buy a gift for a woman, and after looking at a few things, decided upon lingerie. Trump ordered her to try on a lacy see-through bodysuit of lilac gray, she claims, then pulled her into a dressing room, shut the door, and raped her while he was fully clothed. It was a colossal struggle, she wrote. Oddly, Carol did not include deranged journalist Hunter S. Thompson on her hideous list despite what he did to her. Does Hunter, the greatest degenerate of his generation, who kept yelling, off with your pants, as he sliced the leggings from my body with a long knife in his hot tub, make the list? Nah, and if having my pants hacked off by a man lit to the eyebrows with acid, Chivas Regal, champagne, grass, chartreuse, Dunhills, cocaine, and Dove bars does not make the list, because to me there is a big difference between an adventure and an attack, who, in God's name, does make my hideous list? Answer, Donald Trump, who just happened to crush her candidate for president, Hillary Clinton. Trump's answer to this tale? Carol is totally lying, and anyway, she's not my type. The New York Times published interviews with two women who claim Carol told them about the alleged attack. Political leanings. In its story detailing Trump's denial, the Washington Post helpfully provided Carol's possible motive. She voted for Clinton and donates to Emily's List, a pro-abortion PAC. On Twitter, she has posted several sharp remarks about Trump and has retweeted satirical and critical articles about him. Carol's Twitter feed, again, is a mishmash of misandry and cute animal videos, but at any rate, she creeped out Anderson Cooper during an interview on CNN. She characterized her encounter with Trump not as rape but as a fight. I was not thrown on the ground and ravaged, she told Cooper. The word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It just hurt. Cooper went to a commercial when Carol said, I think most people think of rape as being sexy. They think of the fantasies. Maybe Carol does too, given what conservative writer J. Bradford Williams noticed. Her yarn sounds an awful lot like something that happened on television. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.